Responding to students' discussion posts often can take too much time and have an adverse effect. In this episode, Drs. Greg Hain and Zena Turan will discuss how to strategically facilitate online discussions.
Something we haven't talked about yet that's very important, that's how to facilitate. You know, too many people think that they have to reply to everyone's comments, that they have to reply to everyone's posts. You don't. In fact, that has a negative impact on students' posting rate and commenting rate. Also, you really don't want to jump in and make your own posts on the thread. I know people like to play student and participate with the students, but that has a negative impact too. And it's a lot like having a discussion and answering your own questions. It discourages students from trying to answer your questions because they're going to defer responsibility for thinking and answering to you. You're the expert in the class. They're going to defer to you. If you want students to reply to each other, then don't reply to them. You know, you got to break that habit of playing the role of knowledge provider or content expert. That's what the students want you to play so that they don't have to do the thinking. Play the role of facilitator, not expert. Facilitate the discussion. When you repeat what students have said or summarize what you've heard thus far, that helps everyone stay on track. It helps them consolidate their learning. You know, it's easy for students to get distracted in all the tangential stuff going on in the forum. And instead, you want them to focus on the key aspects. And as facilitator, you can do that by, you know, either summarizing or curating a list of questions or whatever for students to focus on. Obviously, certain students' questions are not going to get answered. And that's okay, because you can address them separately after the discussion's over. If the question's important enough that you feel everyone should know the answer to that question, post your reply as an announcement. So-and-so asked a great question. Here's the question. Here's my answer to that question. And then that's your announcement. If you don't feel it's something that everyone should be looking at, if everyone should be focused on, then send a private email to that student. That way the student still gets an answer, but you don't have to waste class time, so to speak, by creating an announcement for it. Always ask follow-up questions. And now this is where Linda Nielsen's, you know, comments come in. So she gives six types of questions, clarification questions. These are all her wording, by the way, and you could think of other ways of wording this stuff. Would you put it another way? Would you give an example? So you're asking students to clarify what they mean. This is to help them create better posts. This is getting to what you were talking about, Zena, where the student is not doing what the student needs to do. So rather than drag the student out and shake the student in front of the class and say, this is what you don't do, you can ask questions. And those questions can be targeted in such a way that it helps the student think through the problem, and just answering those questions will create better posts.
At the risk of sounding sarcastic, though, and I apologize, I know that you're trying to finish.
No, go ahead.
Okay, because here's the actual situation. So I'm asking a question, and students don't like thinking a lot, so a lot of them. They find some blog and copy it with all sorts of definitions, like could have copied that from a textbook. Like, because I was asking about some concept, so she just copied a whole lot of text that poorly, and said, and I quote, she said, what I find most interesting is, and then 2 pages of that of text from a textbook or the blog or something. How do you phrase it without even coming off as sarcastic saying, so how would you put it in your own words? How do you think your post is contributing to our discussion? It's very difficult to phrase a question not sounding sarcastic in a situation like that.
Honestly, I would reply, how would you put that in your own words? And what points are you trying to draw from that? Help me better understand.
Okay, so help me understand. Mm-hmm. I'll do that.
I mean, a lot of this is identity-based, right? So a student is trying to portray a certain identity in the course. The student may feel inadequate in the course. He or she may want to look smart, but may not know how to in this course, and therefore goes out of his or her way to find information that looks smart and then copies and pastes it into the discussion thread and goes, oh, look at me. I found all this information. I read it and understood it. Don't you?
You know what? I mean, when you started speaking, I felt a little bit kind of skeptical, but I think the idea of trying to not look dumb is actually very, very, very strong. I've been spending so much time fighting this in class. So it's okay, you know, just say it. It's okay, we're not judging. It's a big deal here on campus, now that you mentioned it. And I didn't think about it in that case, but probably, yeah.
A lot of students do frustrating things just in order to not look dumb. Other questions are querying about the initial topic. So what does this question assume? So in other words, when they're off topic, when they're not addressing the prompt, rather than saying, how does this relate to the question, that can get students defensive. Instead, you could say, what is it about this question that leads you to this conclusion? Find a way to encourage them to get back to the question at hand. Now, again, all this depends on what level of student you're dealing with here. Is it a freshman or is it a graduate student? Freshman, you might even have to explain what an assumption is. You need to think about what's the terminology you want to use with your students that matches their level. The next three questions are getting them to think about the source of the information, or getting them to think about the consequences, or getting them to think about different perspectives. What sort of questions do you have for me?
I don't have any questions.
Good okay. Presentation.
Thank you. All right.
Very helpful. Thank you.
Good. If you develop any questions or concerns or you want to just brainstorm with me, feel free to contact me. You know, I got nothing to do in this pandemic besides help people.
Oh, I'm running down the hall singing.
I still might do that. I'm